As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, February the 1st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today, especially as we are today joined by my fellow Missourian property rights champion, activist, and candidate for Congress representing Missouri's 8th Congressional District, Mr. Bob Parker. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not going to want to miss a moment of today's two-hour broadcast, but you're certainly in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can simply pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener number call remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome throughout today's broadcast. Of course, the U.S. dollar index is in decline in wake of the 40th World Economic Forum out of Davos, Switzerland. Precious metals are rebounding upward. We'll talk about that in a moment. And after our market report and in the second segment of today's broadcast, we'll bring up and introduce our special guest, Bob Parker, candidate for Missouri's 8th Congressional District on the Republican ticket. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Monday, February the 1st, 2010, active trading out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we find gold trading up $4.10 at $1,084.30 an ounce. Silver up 4 cents at $16.23 an ounce. Platinum moves up $16 in early trading at $1,517 an ounce. Palladium moves up 10 at $424 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,076.40 for a low, $1,090.40 for a high. At $1,084.30, your gold is up $157.90 an ounce for a 17.03% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,082. You can see we're trading $2 and change above that now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 53 on Friday at 10,067 points. The NASDAQ was off 32 at 2147, and the S&P down 11 at 1,074. The crude oil this morning moves up 69 cents a barrel. It's at trading at 73.58 as of 9 o'clock a.m. And that U.S. dollar index, that foreign exchange traded weighted basket of currencies, the U.S. dollar index declines 15 basis points, trading at 79.32. In the foreign exchange market, looking at the Canadian dollar, up 11 basis points, trades at 94 cents U.S., the Mexican peso at 8, the euro at $1.40, the British pound at $1.59, and that Swiss franc, 95 cents. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few moments with our special guest, Bob Parker.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, February the 1st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Once again, out of that market report, let's just close that out for Monday. Just letting you know that gold is trading a little bit higher this morning at $1,084.30, up $4.10 an ounce. Silver moves up 4 cents, trades at $16.23. Platinum is up $16 at $1,517 an ounce. And palladium moves up $10. Watch those moves in palladium, up $10 at $424 an ounce. Now, as I said in the opening segment, some of you have caught and some of you didn't, but we're going to be joined today by a fellow Missourian property rights champion, activist, and candidate for Congress in the 8th Congressional District here in Missouri, and Bob Parker. And, you know, so many times, you know, folks, we look at politicians, you know, with the politics, we think of them as these faceless things. There's just a name that floats around out there. Some people can't even name the name of their congressmen or their senators. But this is not the case. This morning is my great pleasure to be able to introduce to this audience, my audience here on Become Vocal Local, a man that I've known for years. First met him at an Ozark Property Rights Congress meeting back a number of years ago. Derry Brownfield was there. G.B. Oliver was there from the Paragon Foundation. So many others. Russell Woods. Many of the people from our local Ozark Property Rights Congress, the far southwest chapter, had traveled over to Mountain Grove for this annual meeting. We had a wonderful time. I gave the presentation the first time on the hazard mitigation planning system and so on. But over the years, I've been watching from a distance and afar. I've met Bob down in Dallas, Texas at the Freedom 21 conference when he and Russell Woods from the Ozark Property Rights Congress and Henry Lamb and Ronnie Merritt and so many others traveled there. But this is not a nameless, faceless person. This is an individual that actually understands his district and understands the situation, understands sustainable development, the National Animal Identification System, and so much more. So I'm looking forward to today's conversation, folks. I hope you'll be ready with a pen and a pencil to write down his contact information. Anyone listening this morning in Missouri or Northwest Arkansas, this is a candidate that we really need to support. And with that, good morning, Bob. Thanks for joining us here on Become Vocal Local.
Good morning, Will. It's great to be with you this morning.
Well, let's just give a little bit of background. I've tried to give a little bit so that it's not so cumbersome. But you're certainly not new to Missouri. You've been in business here over 30 years or more. You've got a very good understanding of the southeast corner of the state. There's what, 26 counties in your district?
Yeah, 28. You're close.
Very good. So there's a tremendous territory down there that needs representation. Right now we've got Joanne Emerson. She's basically a pork barrel queen. But tell us a little about yourself and then why you wanted to run.
Well, thank you, Will. It's great to be with you and your listeners this morning. And, I moved to the beautiful Ozarks when I was 19 years old. I moved here from western Kansas. I grew up on a farm out there. And once I saw the Ozarks in southern Missouri, I just fell in love and found a great little spot here at Raymondville, Missouri in Texas County. And I've been here for about 33 years. And, I've been a part of this district and know the people here. I don't have to make a tour through here and see what people are thinking here. I live here, lived here a long time, and I'm just concerned as everybody else about what's happened in our government and in our representation, and that's part of what I'm been about for years. Like you say, I've been fighting big government for years, and I just want to take it to a higher level.
Well, one of the things that would set you aside or apart from other hopefuls, if you will, in the congressional race is that you've actually been working diligently in the state of Missouri to block the implementation of the National Animal Identification System, which has brought you into contact with legislators, no doubt, lots of the stockmen, the cattlemen, other people that are independent farmers and ranchers. That's a leg up. In other words, why I'm bringing it out so strongly is that you're not starting from scratch. You're not starting from square one, as so many candidates do, with no real practical experience. When you go into Congress, that's a big leap for a man. And so let's go into this just a little bit. With the Ozark Property Rights Congress, Ecologic, RCAF, the various different groups that you've come in contact with, what have you heard? What do you know? What's happening with NIS? Why do we need to be concerned about that? And how does that roll out into a congressional bid?
Well, just to back up a little bit, I've been involved in my community for years, local school board, local ag boards, been involved in the dairy industry a lot. So I go way back in my involvement in my community and in our legislature here in Missouri, and actually started on the sand and gravel issue years ago, got real active in fighting on the sand and gravel issue, and went to a lot of hearings in Jefferson City on that issue, fighting for our property rights here and the government takeover of our property, the sand and gravel in our streams and rivers. So, been involved in that, and our local land use plan. I represented Missouri cattlemen here in Texas County and the Farm Bureau. I was the chairman of a joint committee to help get our land use plan adopted. So I there's a lot of issues that I've been involved with for years. And the NACE issue we got involved with 4 or 5 years ago when I actually began to read the documents on it and realized how extensive this program was and how devastating it would be. And we've had close to 50 meetings around the state over the last 4 years, which you mentioned, and it's an issue that I am very passionate about. I believe this program will just be devastating to livestock owners. It's not just for cattle. It's basically for everything that's raised on a farm. Now, as far as updating on where we're at here now, they've touted this, and even in the original documents, it would be voluntary and then go to a mandatory program. The way NACE is set up is it was never set up to be voluntary. And this has been my huge disagreement with our representative in Washington, Mrs. Emerson, and even our state legislators, to try to help them understand how this program is. There won't be any voluntary NACE. This is kind of like being a little bit pregnant. When it's fully blown, it will totally restrict and regulate everything you do on your farm. As far as the latest word on it, they started tagging cows in Missouri January 1st in the sale barns. Again, they say it's voluntary because they can either put in a NACE tag or a metal brucellosis tag, so they say it's still voluntary, but they've got 100,000 840 NACE tags, and I believe that they're going to use them, and when they use those tags in a cow, it's a permanent federal number, and it's going to register your premise, and everywhere that cow goes that's been tagged in that cell barn is going to require a premise registration, and eventually, again, this is a National Animal Identification System. This is a system, not just a tag. When this whole system is fully implemented, it will be, premise registration, tagging of all your animals, and then the reporting.
Let me hold you right there. We're going to go into a break, folks. We'll pick it up on the other side of this with much more. Your calls are certainly welcome. 866-841-1065.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use, sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we return speaking and visiting this morning, as we are, with Bob Parker, candidate, Missouri's 8th District, Congressional District, candidate for Congress, the U.S. Congress. Folks, you can visit his Bob's website. It's just electbobparker.com. electbobparker.com. It's up on the web. I've got the website up in front of me. Bob, beautiful layout. You've done a very good job on that. But for our listeners this morning who are interested in finding out a little bit more about the National Animal Identification System, what Bob Parker's involvement in that has been, certainly you can look at his website, Bob Parker, electbobparker.com. Find out a little bit more about that. When we start into an understanding and coming to knowledge on the idea of the National Animal Identification System, which is shortened version of that, the acronym is NAIS, N-A-I-S, certainly when we get involved in that concept, Bob, I'm sure you would agree that we look at Agenda 21, sustainable development. We're involved with our property rights issues just as strongly as you were when you were looking at the right to mine gravel on one's own property, mining rights, mining claims, land grants, all that comes into it, patents. This is a real basal issue. And as you traveled around the state, in all of the various locations, going to sale barns and big rooms, conference rooms, talking to people. What did the people in southeastern Missouri and around Missouri, how were they reacting to this imposition on their property?
Well, you know, a lot of people didn't understand all the ramifications of NAIS. A lot of people had never even heard of NAIS at our meetings. We would ask sometimes how many have not heard of this program at all, and you know, many times about half the people in the room would raise their hand. So we would educate them, and we would have government officials speak also, and but we would pull out the documents that we had, you know, carefully read, and we would confront these state officials and federal officials that are promoting the program with the documents, and basically prove what was in the program. And at the end of the program, I would usually ask at every event that we had, how many, after you've heard the facts about this program, are opposed to NAIS? And 99% of the people would raise their hand that they were opposed, other than maybe one or two USDA officials, or maybe someone in the Cattlemen's Association would raise their hand that they supported NAIS. But the average guy out here on the farm is completely against this program.
Well, when we think about a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, the form of government we actually have in this country, not the new socialist democracy, but when we think about this idea of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, one of the key phrases, the key words in that link is representative and representation. And certainly we can look to a clear separation of powers, and we don't get that in this pea soup post-administrative agencies period. We don't really have any clear separation of powers when the federal judges are all in the pocket of the Congress critters. There's no remedy in law. We don't get any separation of powers when our governors are on board with the various NGOs and things like that. So that's a trouble. We also need to look at election, and we can talk about that later in the broadcast. But the most important part of all of this is actually having representation. If we don't have publicity, then how are any of us going to know what is on the plate? And so what you found was by going like the town crier from hall to hall, letting people know about this piece of legislation, once it got thoroughly aired out, there was plenty of opposition to the measure, where if they hadn't had the opportunity to get fair and honest publicity, if they had been dependent upon their local newspapers or the TV, none would be the wiser.
Right. We had to completely go around the mainstream media. Most people in urban areas and even in rural areas have never even heard of the program. And like I said, it's at the point it's being implemented now in Missouri in our sale barn. So it's just a tactic we learned as an activist and fighting for property rights and our other rights. You know, we have to take the message to the people, and that's what your radio show's about. And you know, letters to the editor and news releases that I do. I mean, just all the ways that we can, you know, circumvent this lockout by the mainstream media of all these issues that, you know, and our freedoms that are being destroyed. They don't want to educate the people. So we just, you know, march on and do what we can. And, you know, the power of the written word is still a powerful thing. And I've written many articles about it, and many other people have too. And, again, the Internet's been a huge part of getting the information out, so we just continue to go around the media blockade as best we can. It's hard, but we have to do it.
Well, from the standpoint of sustainable development, so much of this stuff is treaty-driven. In Congress, how do you visualize your ability, if you can even see an ability in Congress, our Congress today, to be able to get in and block and or start to reverse some of this United Nations Agenda 21 sustainable development programming at the national level?
Well, I just use the same tactics that I've learned in my years of fighting this, is educate the people. You've got to educate the people. You know, one congressperson in Washington, you know, how much are you going to be able to do? You've got to have districts all across the country electing congresspeople that have a clue, so we can unite up there and join together and you know, try to take back our freedoms and take back our country from the bureaucratic morass and the agencies. So, you know, but education is key. As a congressman, I'll be able to educate the entire district with news releases and speeches around the district on what's truly happening to their freedoms, something that they have not been hearing from the representative in Congress. And I will be true to the cause and true to our Constitution and work as hard as I know how to educate the people and fight what's happening in Washington.
I think that there's another area for education that we desperately need, and that would be the 435 members of Congress and the 100 senators that we have up there that just seem to be in lockstep with the green agenda. I think there would be a lot of room for that. As far as committee appointments are concerned, have you any idea of which direction you might be able to go as committee placements would be concerned?
Well, you know, I haven't got that far in it. Of course, I'll look for any area that I can be effective. You know, I expect, you know, it will be a battle all the way to be able to speak out and be in an effective position. But, you know, that's just part of the fight, as people realize that they can, you know, that the information's credible. And, you know, as more and more people become educated, you know, probably in the last year, we've seen more people get out of their comfort zone and start to listen to radio programs like yours and begin to get on the Internet. So the desire's there by the people to become informed about what's happening. And I just want to continue down that road. I mean, my people perish for lack of knowledge is what the scriptures say. And my heart's desire is to educate the people with the truth so that they can be effective and get representatives that truly do represent our God-given freedoms.
Yes, we definitely want to educate their ignorance and not take away their liberties in the process. One of the things that I see involved with a national animal identification system, premise registration, this occulted ownership position that the Big Fed wants to be involved with each and every animal and all the people, the another part of this in my mind is the idea, and of course Jim Guest is hot on the trail on the real ID side of it. You know, I mean, we're going to tag all the animals, but we can chip all the people. We'll pick that up on the other side of this break, but I'd like to talk a little bit about communitarian law too. So stay with us, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we returned once again, talking as we are with Bob Parker. Bob's running for the Missouri's 8th District Congressional seat. You can visit his website. It's electbobparker.com. electbobparker.com. Find out a little bit more about Bob and follow him on all of the social networking things that he's got set up there. Really good website rollout, Bob. But as we were going into the break, one of the things that I mentioned is something that's rarely spoken of, often not even understood. But the idea of communitarian law sweeps across the entire globe these days, certainly in the United States. The idea of doing everything for the community, the idea of basically the greatest good of the greatest number, it's in my mind, if you wanted to break it down the most simply, folks, it's just simply the war between the individualism and collectivism. Having somebody else, the mommy state, the nanny state, coming in and telling you what's best for you right where you are, and certainly in this enormous district, Bob. Folks, we're not talking about a small territorial area. This is going to be a challenge just to get out and around and cover all of this congressional district. It's many, many counties, 26, 28 counties in this district. And so you're going to need to make a lot of effort to get the word out among the people. But at the same time, Bob, I'm really concerned about this this intrusion. It's a federal intrusion. It's a United Nations intrusion. The idea of coming in that mommy knows best for how we should live. What have you heard about that? Are you familiar at all with the term communitarianism?
Well, I'm familiar with the community type outlook on how we should live and the, you know, for the greater good kind of angle to things, or socialism, Marxism, whatever you want to call it. I mean, our founders understood and worked hard to protect our rights as individuals, our right to speech, our right to guns, to protect ourselves and our liberties. Their individual rights is what these men work for, and that's what I'm working for. We have to protect our rights individually and not be duped into this sacrificing our rights for the greater good. It's un-American, it's unconstitutional, it's not even scriptural from a Christian perspective, but it's a concern. You see that happening across the world. This system has not worked anywhere in the world. It actually destroys people's lives and destroys countries and destroys governments, and we've got to stop it.
Well, we definitely do. It's metastasized within our very body politic, and most of the young people are being indoctrinated into this as well. One of the places that I look for this is education. We talk about educating our constituents. We talk about educating the lawgivers, the lawmakers, if you will, our judges as well, our governors, the state departments, etc. But another place that's really important, and we've heard about it over and over again, is the involvement of UNESCO and FedEd, the U.S. Department of Education, in our public schools from the standpoint of probably the most egregious or the heaviest burden of taxation is for the support of public education. What do you see with the schools, and what do you see in the future for them?
Well, I'm really concerned about where our education system is headed, and even where it is today. I was on the local school board here for several years, and this federal takeover of our educational system is very concerning. I believe in local control. I believe the closer we are to local control, the better off we are. And when you have leaders like Obama now, and you know George Bush's No Child Left Behind, creating massive new spending and massive new programs, and you continue to see the results of those programs and what's happening to our children and what's happening to our education system, we've got to get back to a better way of doing things, and we've got to put this local schools in the hands of I think local elected accountable board members, and we've got to get more involved in what our curriculum is instead of letting the federal government decide what it is.
Absolutely. You know, John Dewey was probably the most pestilent disease that ever came down the pike. Bloom's taxonomy is not much better. But certainly Charlotte Isserby has made no small effort to exposing all of this in her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, folks, you could Google it, Scroogle it, Dogpile it, or Web Ferret it, find out more about Charlotte Isserby's work. But in this, we have, and this is the testimony of one of our local the man that was running for the head of the superintendent of schools here in McDonald County, where he made the comment that we have primarily four different textbook manufacturers, suppliers today. And the whole idea of having no more than A, B, C, or D textbooks to choose from is a little bit disturbing, especially for me, Bob. I have the McGuffey readers. I've read them to see where we came from. I've got the Kansas 8th readers and those, the Kansas readers, excellent books. But to see where we have come from, to see where we've come today, where we're graduating out 40, 50, 60% of the students is functionally illiterate. They can recognize a stop sign but can't read the words. That's a real problem.
It's an extreme problem. The dumbing down of our kids is going to destroy our country eventually. These are going to be tomorrow's leaders if they don't understand freedom, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Patrick Henry's speech, give me liberty or give me death. I mean, they need to read and study those things and understand, well, you know, where our country came from and not this revised version that you read now in the textbooks. It's outrageous. It's got to be turned around. I fully support the homeschooling movement and what they're trying to do. And I've got to tell you, I've got two daughters and I've got five grandkids and I've told them to, you know, get them in Christian schools or homeschool or whatever, because I'm very concerned about our public education.
Well, it's almost like a time release. It's like the old contact cold medicine, the little beads in there, time release medicine. If you can begin with the child in preschool and then go into kindergarten and first through 12th grade, by the time you graduate that child out of the educational system, the parents may not even be able to recognize that young person. And because the school has them for all of 9 months a year, and not to mention summer schools and other programs, it's very difficult. The cards are stacked against the parent to be able to keep alive the right kind of knowledge, raise the child up, properly. And you've made your the best investment you can in your children's lives. But certainly, with the educational system that we've got today and the need for people, perhaps, hopefully, to work more than one job. I don't know whether most people in America are going to have a job in 2 years from now, but the way we're going right now, we really have latchkey children. Both of their parents have gone away and they're slaving away, and so they don't have time for the homeschool program. That's a challenge. But unless we're able to get involved with the actual curriculum and the textbooks, And the taxing system as well, Bob, not to throw too much on the plate at once, but if we're going to be paying 80 or 90% of our property taxes to support a system that we find repugnant, then the burden is turned back on us to go out and find a private school or a Christian school. That's a double taxation there, taxation without representation. And then to have to underwrite all of the sports programming, etc. I think Dr. Angela Basham has a good program where in the state of Missouri she's trying to get a constitutional amendment on the ballot to get property taxes off of our backs. And I think that the more we can hit the Fed in the pocketbook and even the state on this issue, the more loudly our message is going to be heard.
Well, you make some excellent points, Will. You know, the system that we have now, I think, is broken. It needs... Our educational system needs a major overhaul. I don't want to blame it all on our education. At stake, but we've just got to back up and look at fundamentally how we want to structure our society in line with the Constitution and the vision that our founders had. You know, that worked, Will. That created a wonderful country. A prosperous country, the greatest freedoms and prosperity the world's ever seen. We know what system works, and we've got to get back. We've got to, restore, what we had back years ago that has been under this attack. And we've got to elect people that understand where we need to take this country. We need to take it back to our roots.
Well, you're absolutely right in that. I have championed since I came on the networks some almost 18, 19 months ago, the idea of restoring our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, much the same way, folks, is that when you find something corrupt in your computer system and your computer's not working properly, you go back to a restore point. I'm not talking in this, Bob, about going back or having some kind of a dream that we would be able to find our way back to three-cornered hats, mourner's benches, and 50-caliber black powder rifles. But we can certainly go back to the foundation, the moral, the mental, the educational foundation that we started with. Now, folks, we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors. Continue with Bob Parker. Your calls are welcome.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And certainly it's been my long-held dream, Bob, to get to this idea of restoring our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. And it's going to take an awful lot of work, and it's going to need to happen in every one of the several states. There's no doubt about that in my mind. But when we look at education, it seems to be, in my mind, Bob, one of the most fundamental basic principles here is that we do need to reevaluate what's going on in the schools, because as you said, the young people, as they come up, as they progress through the degrees or the years, they're going to be the ones that are actually making the decisions in the future, how they work, where they work, how they act, how they react, what things that they will go after, what things they won't. And we have such an absolute war on for their minds that we're going to need to break this cycle someplace. Whether we can do that with a better system of curriculum, whether we can do that by bringing it back, taking the federal government completely out of the education system, pushing it back not just to the states but all the way down to the counties, something needs to be done, and we need to do it in a New York minute. In regards to more global issues, the idea of a global job bank, a world job bank, where the captains of finance and industry globally are basically dictating the curriculum to provide workers for the world, and that we hear about the importing, exporting, the outsourcing of employments. What is your take on that direction?
Well, again, it goes back to, you know, putting America first, putting American jobs first. We're a sovereign nation. Missouri is a sovereign state. We need to take care of our people. We need to take care of our jobs. I think we've seen, how outsourcing's been working. I mean, how's that working for you, Missouri or America? you know, this is the show me state. I think it's getting pretty clear to people, as I look around that this isn't working. We've got to take care of, our jobs. We can't, you know, continue to import, you know, workers or have them run across the border, whether it's our north or southern border. You know, I've been a proponent back years ago when we started with the illegal immigration problem. I was a strong proponent. Put troops down there, down on the border, do anything, whatever it takes to stop that, you know, massive, illegal immigration problem we have. Of course, that's pretty much fallen on deaf ears as we see the 20 million or so illegal aliens that are in the country. But, you know, we've got to start taking care of American jobs. We've got to have industry here in America. We've got to have jobs here. We've got to have strong farms here. Farmers have to have a fair price for their product. Government, I believe, has been too involved in the process. They've set prices. They've controlled production. They've been, you know, it's just control, control, control to the point that, you know, now, you know, what we're seeing now in agriculture is, you know, is just, an outrage when you have any kind of understanding of what our founders envisioned for this country and what our Constitution talks about. So, you know, we've got to take back our sovereignty. We've got to take back our state. And you know, the 10th Amendment, that there's a big move, big push on the 10th Amendment to remind the federal government of the 10th Amendment that Missouri is sovereign. And I think we've got to stand up and do that. I think we've got to stand up against all this federal intrusion into the states. It's unconstitutional. Those things, are left to the states. A lot of those issues that aren't in the Constitution that limits the federal government leaves those issues to the states. And we've just got to tell the federal government, no thanks. We don't want your, intrusion anymore. It's time to step up and do that. Is that going to be problematic? You bet. It's going to have a lot of problems. Do we have a choice? Will we have a future if we stay down this road? We won't have much of a future if we keep doing what we're doing.
Well, I guess I'd have to say that I'm very proud to be called a protectionist. I would start to protect our counties first and then our state second. And then our nation third, but definitely from that standpoint, I'm on board with you on that, Bob. We really do need to let the federal government know that they've gone far too far with this Administrative Procedures Act and the creation of all of this alphabet soup of agencies. But you're right when we start talking about understanding the money flow. When the states and the counties put their hands out, and the cities put their hands out for these unearned shekels, all too often and inevitably the shackles of control come on. So we're going to need to block some of that, and I think one of the ways we can do that is from Washington, to shut off the beggars in Washington from just printing money out of nowhere and indebting the states and the counties to them. Now, in that regard, we have probably got more military industrial development going on in this country. Our gross domestic product is so heavily on that. Even here in Missouri, we've got aerospace and weapon industries going. So we've got this old dialectic between the agrarian South, if you will, and the industrial North that led us down the rabbit hole into the Civil War. What do you see about working to find other forms of employments and other forms of production and try and wean the national economy away from the defense system?
Well, one thing I've mentioned before, and, you know, if you look at all the trucks crossing our borders bringing in imported goods into Missouri, you know, if we could produce some of those products here and have manufacturing here, I mean, Missouri is a wonderful state. We're a very diverse state. We have rich land. We have timber. We have a workforce of amazing and wonderful people, industrious people that value hard work and have a work ethic. And, you know, Missouri, you know, we could just about be our own nation here in Missouri. We are to be very self-contained here in Missouri. So, you know, we've got to look at some of those things. How can we, you know, people say we can't do it. I think we can do it. Can we do it all in one giant leap? No, we can't. It's going to be a transition back to a more prosperous Missouri. But you got to have people that will stop selling us out with these trade agreements and, you know, most favored trade nation status for China and, you know, it just, you know, NAFTA, CAFTA, you know, all these things that have basically put us on a free trade level with all these nations, where, you know, where they pay people virtually nothing for their, you know, for their work and their labor. You know, and I agree with you. We have to protect America. We have to protect the Missouri jobs. People, oh, protectionism's bad. Well, how's this working for you?
Exactly.
I mean, look around. How is this working for you? When Ross Perot talked about the giant sucking sound from Mexico, if NAFTA passed, he was right. I mean, how is this free trade working? It's not working. And I'm getting real tired of our leaders continuing down this path. We've got to protect America, and we've got to protect American jobs.
Well, what would be your in this debate regarding free trade versus free markets and managed trade as opposed to free markets? Have you given any thought or consideration to tariffs? You know, putting on tariffs again.
Well, I think you've got to look at tariffs very carefully. It's in the Constitution, tariffs to protect our markets. I think that's really a tool that we have to do that. And a lot of people, oh, tariffs are bad and tariffs are going to, well, look around. Is what we're doing working? I mean, this isn't going to be a giant leap. And in a couple of weeks, you know, have everything fixed, but this is a transition back to fix this thing. This thing started really about 30 years ago, big time, as we saw the service economy kick in. You know, you got to look at how wealth is created. Wealth is not created by taxing people and creating a bunch of government jobs for people to sit around at desks and push paper around. Wealth is created by people out there mining something from the ground, growing something from their land, a crop, and then adding value to it, people being industrious and manufacturing and adding value to it. This is how wealth is created. This is how wealth has always been created. And it really gets me going when the government talks about, oh, we can bring in this government program and we're going to create 2,000 jobs with all this government money. They're getting that money by taxing the hardworking people out there, busting their tails trying to produce it. They've got a tax load on them that's already unbearable, and they're going to continue to mortgage their future to create these government jobs. This has got to stop.
Absolutely, absolutely, and it would, you know, you mentioned in the beginning about the National Animal Identification System being billed and sold as a voluntary program. Folks, you've got to remember that the victory tax, all that was voluntary. The driver license was voluntary. Insuring your carrier was voluntary. All these things start voluntary, and then they roll over into mandatory. We have come so far down the road that it's going to take a major restoration. Folks, we'll be back right after the top of the hour break for hour number two with our very special guest, Bob Parker. ElectBobParker.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Music.
Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, February the 1st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Visiting this morning, as we are, with Bob Parker. Bob's running for Congress, folks. He's out of Missouri, 8th District. He's running, I think he's got a very good chance of getting the word out to a lot of people and very possibly taking back this state for the Missourians in his district. So going back to you, Bob, as we went into the top of the hour, we're just getting warmed up a little bit here. Talking about, I would like to move a little bit to the Department of Defense. This is one of the real sore spots for me. We're in Iraq, Afghanistan, Israel, Iran, now going into Yemen. What's your take on our foreign occupation? I think we have 170-some bases globally.
Well, right off the bat, I don't think we can afford it. I just don't think this is sustainable. On my website, my policy on war is I believe that Congress should declare war. I believe that when we go to war, we should fight it to win it as soon as we can. And then I think we should bring our troops home. And you can apply that to our world situation. You know, we've been at war for many years now. I think we're all frustrated. I have family members that are over there fighting in the Middle East in those wars, and I've talked to them. I've talked to other people about what's going on the ground. They're very frustrated with the war. They're getting extremely frustrated now. So, you know, I think the war's been politicized. My family members are frustrated that, you know, they know places that they could attack and do things, and they can't do it. And it reminds me a lot of what we saw in Vietnam. You know, how they couldn't really fight the war. They had their hands tied, and it's, the whole thing is really just a mess.
Well, it sure is. It certainly, we can go back to Korea as well. We can look at the basically getting us involved with the war against the Japanese that, you know, you can lay right back on top of Roosevelt. We've been involved in one war after another war. We have overlooked the sound warning from Washington to eschew, if you will, avoid foreign entanglements and alliances that we have. But how are we going to deal with the rest of the quote-unquote global community when they look at the United States as the global enforcer of the advancement of their sustainable development agenda? I think we're going to need to come up with a not only exit strategies, but we're going to need to come up with a new, moral outlook as to what would constitute a challenge against the United States significant enough to warrant having Congress even declare war.
Well, again, I think you're right. We've got to take a hard look at our foreign policy and how we get involved around the world, and you know, even our bases around the world. We have so many bases and so many people involved. I mean, You know, I had a retired colonel call me a couple of weeks ago, and he was in Vietnam, been a good friend of mine for years here, and he went on about what they're doing in the Middle East with that war and how devastating it's been to our soldiers and their families, and the breakup of so many families that you know, their deployment is so long and extensive, and you know, it's just, and he, you know, he really was saying we need to get out, you know, we need to get out and stop what we're doing over there. And you know, I know there's a lot of frustration with what's going on, and you know, it's just something we've got to take another look at. What are we doing? How do we want to get involved around the world in these kinds of issues? And I think our founders, you know, they were wanting to be very careful about meddling in other countries.
Okay, listen, I have to hold you right there. We're going to go into a break, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background fuzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Monday, February the 1st, 2010, two-hour broadcast now in our second hour. Visiting today with Bob Parker. Bob is running for the Missouri 8th Congressional District in the upcoming elections, folks. There's things that we can be do. There's things that we must do. And we're going to need to start becoming very, very, very active in the political fray if we hope to turn this behemoth around. Now, in the previous segment, Bob, we were talking about the Department of Defense Iraq, Afghanistan, Israel, Iran, Yemen, an unending rollout of war and rumors of war. But we certainly, in this, are looking at not only a huge portion of our gross domestic product for the manufacture and the support of war, but also a very large number of people employed in this, unwinding from something as extensive as 170 bases rolled out all around the world, all of the money that's being development money that's being expended in that way, with all of those funds that could be used at home. How on earth would we be able to unwind from something like this without just going into a global chaos?
Well, it's a massive problem, Will. We've blown this balloon up to the point that there aren't any easy answers. We're $14 trillion in debt roughly now. They just raised the debt limit. You know, at some point, somebody's going to start, you know, we're going to have to start doing something to address this problem. We can't just continue to borrow money, continue to spend money the way we're spending money, the way Obama's spending money, the way we're spending money all across the world. You know, it's not going to work. Now, people can either listen to people like me that want to put some common sense in there and try to get a handle on this, or they can continue down the path where we're at. And, you know, we're looking at tremendous financial problems right now with what we've, you know, what we've done with our spending and our taxing. You know, we're not going to dodge the bullet. We're going to reap what we sow here, but the people that cause this problem aren't going to be the people that can fix this problem in a way that it's going to be something the American people like.
Well, certainly the Davos, the 40th World Economic Forum that just concluded this past week, gives us an idea that there is considerable amount of discussion in regards to the relationship between the bankers, the regulators, the insurance companies, and the equities markets and things like that. There's a lot of discussion in that. We're going to need to rethink J.P. Morgan, Chase, Goldman Sachs, as I like to call them, Goldman Sachs, like a parasite just sucking the lifeblood out of America. You know, some of these too big to fail banks and AIG, the too big to fail insurance companies. We definitely need to take a look at that. In a free market situation, you'd say, well, gentlemen, hands off, stand back. But we've been down the road with RICO racketeering in the past. We've been down the road with this antitrust stuff in the past. Maybe we need to revisit some of that, too. What is your idea on these corporations and companies that are too big to fail?
Well, it's just outrageous. And you know, that's really one of the things that made me really throw my hat into the ring here was when my representative, Joanne Emerson, supported the Wall Street bailout. And, you know, bailing out these insurance companies and taking over GM and Chrysler. And you know, I had a bailout protest rally, one of the first Tea Party type protests in the state. I had it in October of 08. And we had about 100 people show up and just, you know, just outraged that you would have a representative that would support this too big to fail, bailout Wall Street kind of mentality. That won't work. I mean, you know, we're seeing now it did prolong the problem. It did put it off for a while, but it hasn't fixed the problem by any means and has actually created a whole bunch more problems that we're going to have to deal with. So, you know, that kind of understanding of how America works and how the economy works. And I was just as frustrated as most people were when they saw both sides of the aisle, you know, McCain and Bush and Mr. Blunt, all clamoring around the podium trying to get this Wall Street bailout going. I mean, it was just outrageous. And, you know, my campaign is about taking America back, but it's also about taking the Republican Party back, from these, you know, Republican in name only people that have no understanding of the Constitution that would even think of this kind of a bailout for Wall Street and our bankers. These people have got to go.
They absolutely do, Bob. I agree with you 100%. Not only do they have to go soon. They need to be gone quickly because they really stand in between where we are today and where we need to go in the very, very near future. I'm not looking at 2012 with anything but trepidation. If we don't get our house cleaned up a bit in the next 2 years, we're going to be really in trouble. We just can't keep going down this road. But we look at Wall Street. We look at the trillion-dollar deficits. But certainly we need to be looking at the Federal Reserve banking system. We've got Benjamin Bernanke about to get the nod for another term. We've got serious problems in that regard, too. As far as this toxic currency, the Federal Reserve note, this backed-by-nothing fiat currency, have you any ideas along that line? What could we do to recover financial stability in this country?
Well, you know, again, Will, it's going to be really tough. We've got to take back control of our currency. Congress has to take back that authority that the Constitution gives them. We've got to get rid of the Federal Reserve. We've got to, you know, I think I support the first step in auditing the Federal Reserve. I think when the people get the information and the truth about what the private group of bankers has been doing with the fiat money of America, they'll be so outraged that they'll understand why we have to get rid of the Federal Reserve. That system is not working. They've destroyed the value of our currency and continue to do so. We're looking at you know, tremendous problems with our currency probably in just a few short months ahead. So, you know, again, we're not going to dodge the bullet on this. We're going to reap what we sow here. But one reason I'm stepping up, I've got family, grandkids, friends. They're going to have some kind of a country in the future that is going to work. And we've got to have people in there that have some kind of idea how to reestablish that form of government.
Absolutely right. And it's really going to be up to us. You know, we can't defer this any further. In regards to the Federal Reserve banks, you know, they do provide a clearing for transactions in the state and internationally. There's no doubt about that. But as a private corporation with their foreign toxic currencies, I think that we can and should do much better than that. And definitely a move in the right direction would be to collapse this dynasty and reinvigorate Congress and put Congress back in the driver's seat. But of course, you know, Bob, at this level of metastasization of this cancer of socialism in our country, even that's not necessarily a remedy. We really do need to change the complexion of the federal system before we can expect any relief in that area. And so that brings us back into from Wall Street back down to Main Street. You've probably heard about the MIAC report, the Missouri Information Analysis Centers. You certainly have heard from me about the FEMA's Hazard Mitigation Planning Program and Multi-Jurisdictional Task Force, this idea that just been floated out, creating the Council of Governors, a governor in each of the 10 FEMA regions. What's your take on all that?
Well, it's horrifying. It's just a horrifying thing. And, you know, we talked several years ago about the FEMA Hazard Mitigation Plan. As I began to learn about the activities of FEMA in the mitigation plan, I went to my local county here and got a copy of the 120 pages of the FEMA Hazard.
Hold it right there. I'm sorry. I let you go right into the break. We'll come right back, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., Shattering Paradigms, one show at a time.
And we've returned once again, choking on my coffee cup here. But sorry about getting the break to interrupt you there, Bob. But we just started to open up this idea about the fusion centers, the Council of Governors, the idea of the International Code Council, Hazard Mitigation Planning System, the Multi-Jurisdictional Task Force. It's really bringing FEMA into our states at the most basal level, almost a militarized takeover, a coup of our states. Let's pick it up there and continue, Bob.
Well, you're right. I because of your efforts and other things that I've been able to read since then, just understanding how FEMA has taken over so many counties across the country and in Missouri, what are they, Will? Are they in every county except Dent County in Missouri?
I think there's only two or three where they haven't gone down that road. It always starts with that enhanced 911. And so, folks, listeners out there, if your county uses an enhanced 911 addressing system, and if you are able to pick up the telephone, let's say, and call one of these call centers on a cell phone, and they can tell you where you are, then you've definitely got hazard mitigation planning and the whole rollout right where you are. But that's how deep it is, Bob.
Well, I went to my county commissioners and asked for a copy of the hazard mitigation plan and read it. It's 120 pages long. They actually put it on a disc for me. And I think we chatted two or three times about it. I was trying to reference, statutes in it and get more educated. But basically our county, they went to every small town, village in Texas County, as they've done in counties all across the country, and gotten our local leaders to basically sign off their authority in the county. It looks like to me that's the way I'm understanding it, and basically turning it over to FEMA and this hazard mitigation plan. And when I talk to, you know, our commissioners about it, they're like, well, you know, we were told that, you know, if our town blows away and, you know, we have to have FEMA money to rebuild it, that we've got to have this hazard mitigation plan in place. You know, but when you go on the FEMA website like I did last summer, and right on the front of the FEMA website, it basically is showing people in black uniforms, bulletproof vests, carrying ARs and all kinds of other weaponry that FEMA is arming inside the U.S. borders.
Well, it certainly is. It's been known, at least in our circles, in the talk show, alternative media circles for years, as the shadow government of the United States. It's kind of a catch-all. Whenever an agency is defunded, they go under the umbrella of FEMA and they continue on under FEMA funding. But it is certainly we need to be very aware of this, people, because they do all link together. The idea of the fusion centers, the idea of the National Incident Management System, just down even to the local volunteer fire department, Bob, that here in Exeter, Missouri. You know, they've got one of these 90-foot-long trucks that they got on a FEMA grant and a brush truck and other things. All of this ostensibly would be great. You'd think, oh, isn't this a blessing? Aren't we secure and safe now? But the trade-off is this interlocked grid of cell towers and three-dimensional GIS, GPS, global governance, and the transference of control and authority from your local to your state, SEMA, the State Emergency Management Agency, and then out to the federal. So all of this stuff is locked together in putting together a global GIS, GPS governance system, and we need to be concerned of it and block it right where we are. Now, some people have had certain limited amounts of success in that, but I think going forward, we really need to look at shutting off the funding. Close that nozzle from the Fed and close the support for that. Put the onus back on the counties. I mean, goodness, we cannot even anticipate being able to insure ourselves, indemnify ourselves against everything that the creator of the universe can throw at us. None of our parents grew up that way. Our founders didn't grow up that way. You know, hurricanes happen, folks, and it doesn't help us at all if HAARP is able to steer hurricanes around or create tornadoes. But you know, certainly, and that's another program that we can just shut off. This idea of having man-made weather wars has got to go away. This is technology that's far too powerful to be placed in the hands of the little puny 5-foot-2 man. But we have got this in our system, and somehow we're going to need to extricate ourselves from it, because if we allow it to continue unabated, we will wake up someday and our country will no longer belong to us, and I think that day is either behind us now or in the very near future.
Well, you know, we're seeing that, Will, all over the place, you know, with things like the FEMA Hazard Mitigation Plan. And you know, when you begin to research on their website and things about the militarization of FEMA, and you look at, you know, even, you know, down here in West Plains, when they've repainted all the tanks and personnel carriers and, you know, to woodland camo, and you start thinking, well, where's all the woods in the Middle East if they're going to be using those things in? And then you see the 10 governors that are going to take over control of our National Guard and all the military operations within the United States and put them under President Obama's direct control. You know, I know this is out there sounding stuff. I mean, I got to admit, if somebody really hasn't heard this stuff for the first time, they're just going to be like, well, this is nuts. And I understand that. But you need to look at the MEAC report and some of these documents that have been circulating that are things our government has been doing, how they're targeting, you know, God-loving, Second Amendment-believing, you know, people. That seems to be the top people on their hit list for these, you know, federal agencies. So it's very concerning what we see. And I hope I'm completely wrong, but, you know, when you read the documents and you look at what's happening, I think it's time the American people wake up and realize there may be something very sinister taking place here. And, you know, we have to, look at the possibility that this may be some of the things that they're doing.
Absolutely. We've got a caller calling in from Louisiana. Let's go ahead and go live right now to Ed from Louisiana. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Will. Thank you for taking my call. And Bob, you've got some real good views, and we need a lot more people like you within our system. So, and I'm glad you threw your hat in the ring. I just wanted to go over a couple of things and get your opinion on a couple of things. With the most recent Supreme Court ruling with Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission, how it's allowing now corporations with impunity to put, and they have been bribing our politicians before, but now they do it with impunity. I was wondering how you feel about public finance for campaigns and also term limits. I wanted to get your opinion on that, and then I have one more little point I wanted to go over with you, if you don't mind.
No, that'd be fine. Just hang on the line as we go into the break. We've got about a minute. We've heard a little bit about this corporate campaign legislation that's come in now where the corporations can make large and direct and open avarice campaign contributions. Have you heard about that, Bob?
Yeah, I've heard about that. I mean, when the McCain-Feingold passed, you know, the NRA magazine every month was, talking about John McCain and, you know, how bad and unconstitutional that was. I think that was unconstitutional. I think, you know, the campaign finance is something that needs to be looked at, but, I think, McCain-Feingold really was, something that the people on the other side that are against our freedoms, supported that. So we have to, we have to be careful how we approach that. I'm not an expert on that subject. I don't really like the idea of the public financing campaigns either. So,
And nor do I, and I'll break you right there. We're going to go into a break, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and you're certainly welcome to call in. It's 866-841-1065.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And returning again, visiting as we are with Bob Parker. You can visit on Bob's website. Go up and check it out. Google, Scroogle, Dogpilot, or WebPerd, or just type it in your Firefox browser, folks. It's electbobparker.com. Electbobparker.com. You know, there are people who are candidates, I guess you could say, and then there are people who are politicians. Certainly, I don't know of a more genuine, really down-to-earth person than the gentleman I'm talking with today when we look at people that I would like to see in Congress. If we had 435 congressmen of Bob's caliber, I think we would be well on our way to that restoration that I have longed for most all of my life. Now, as we're going into the break, Bob, we just started into this idea of corporate campaign contributions, public campaign finances. Certainly, you're going to be up against the big one here. You're going to have to raise a substantial amount of funds throughout this campaign to be able to go up against Joanne Emerson's war chest. What do you see as a potential for your ability to A, do that, and B, is this the right way to move with a political campaign? Have we gotten to the point now where you've got to raise so much money and expend so much time to campaign for office that it dissuades most people, if not defeats most people in the process?
Well, it's a tough issue, especially taking on an incumbent, a 14-year incumbent, and her husband was in there for 20 years. So it's, you know, it's a David and Goliath kind of situation. Very hard. It's hard to raise money because she's in with so many PACs and donors and things that there's just already such a machine in place. You know, again, my strategy is taking the message to the people. I had a friend of mine that I've known for 30 years send me a check for $250 yesterday. So this is, you know, we've raised about $5,000 so far. I expect as people come to know who I am and what I'm about and as I'm around the district more that the money will begin to come in.
Well, certainly the place to begin is at the individual county level to generate and garner that support. Money is one thing. Votes is something entirely different. So getting around and getting to the actual people, stumping, making yourself completely available to them, certainly using the Internet for all it's worth, that's going to be important, too. Now, that brings us right to the next question that our caller, Ed, who's still online, stayed right there. Ed, we'll be back to you in a moment. But in regards to term limits, I mean, how many years this intergenerational office holding, how many years do we have to endure this? I mean, there once was a time when someone would go to office and as a volunteer, real short sessions, come home and get back to work again. Well, what's your feeling on term limiting?
I support term limits. I've said I'll only run three terms if I'm elected, which would be 6 years. I think the House should be term limited to 6 years, three terms, and the Senate should be term limited to two terms, which would be 12 years. So I do support term limits. I think that's one of the things we've got to do today to limit the time that these, you know, once they get that machine going, once they get their connections going, you just can't hardly break that. And we lose our representation when that happens. They really become closer to the special interests and lobbyists and the people that are pumping money into their campaigns than they are the people. So it's got to be changed, and I fully support that.
Great. Let's go back to Ed. Ed in Louisiana. Ed, further comments?
Yes, sir. Mr. Parker, that is very, I like your idea about term. It's a real good idea. I think public financing for campaign contributions, as well as a good mixture of a diverse amount of corporate and public partnership in campaign financing, needs to be looked at and something that really could be done something with. Okay, one other area that I'd like to discuss with you, considering that as many as 500,000 people a year are dying from alcohol and tobacco, and I'm not a proponent of legalizing marijuana, but let me just give you a little anecdotal. My nephew was he was a junior in high school. He was doing well. He made A's and B's. He had a 3.4 average, and him and one of his little friends got caught smoking a little marijuana, and they essentially ruined this kid's life. Now, we got nonviolent offenders filling our jails up over these antiquated marijuana laws, where I'm not saying we should legalize marijuana. I'm not saying, well, I think we should just decriminalize it or put it on a medicinal use category. We need to do something with that because our jails are full of nonviolent criminals, and we can't take care of real criminals like people who steal millions of dollars, like Bernie Madoffs of the world and staffers of the world. Can you give me your views on that? And Will, thank you for taking my call, and I'll take your comments online. Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in this morning, Ed. Always a good call, always good comments. Your views on that, what are your views on that? Have you thought at all about the marijuana issue?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a real controversial issue. Thanks so much for dropping that bomb. But, you know, I'm not for the decriminalization of drug use. Like some are. I think marijuana is one of the first steps to lead you down a really bad road. You know, should we be incarcerating people to the extent that we are with marijuana use? Probably not. Should we be letting violent offenders go and keeping people that were busted for a little bit of pot, keeping them in the system? I don't think that's the right thing to do. So, you know, I certainly think those things need to be looked at very seriously. I mean, our prisons are full, and we certainly need to be keeping our violent offenders and things like that behind bars and letting the other people out first. But it's a complex issue.
Well, maybe we could look at it from the standpoint of victimless crimes. You know, if there is no victim, how can there actually be a crime? And so we've gone down this road where there is so much money to be made again, folks. And Bob, you hit it right square on the head. When we think about land, labor, and capital as being the Adam Smith beginnings of a free market type of a lifestyle, unless we're actually producing something, then we have to be stealing from someone else. It goes back to the old Davy Crockett. It's not yours to give away. The idea of robbing Peter to pay Paul, this entire socialized system, communitarian law, no matter how you look at it, this idea of socialism as a failed model, it's a failed political model, and it always requires continuing support. So maybe if we started to revisit the criminal code of justice and look at it from the standpoint of the difference between victim crimes and victimless crimes, that would be a beginning. Certainly on the marijuana issue, you know, there are a lot of people out there in California and all other places all around the United States that are looking for the medical use of marijuana. It could be conceivably available at a pharmacy or something like that. But then why bother even in that step? Marijuana in and of itself is not necessarily debilitating. Everyone knows that choices have consequences. If you forbid something from a child or a young person, that's usually the first thing they go. You don't touch those cookies. You know that you better watch that cookie jar. But anyway, there's a lot of issues in here, and these are the sorts of things that will come up during a term in office. And I think those questions were really valid. One thing is, and I don't know whether you know about this issue or not, and that is the industrial hemp. There is the marijuana sativa that you smoke a dope and off you go. There's the other one that we could easily use here and certainly in Missouri and begin to grow industrial hemp in this country again. Have you made any inquiry into that?
You know, the farm I grew up on out in western Kansas had a lot of native, I guess it was native. It was introduced years ago, I think back during the war. They grew hemp out there, and there was a lot of hemp growing along our creek beds. We had a lot of it on our farm. I've just supported that industry here in Missouri. I don't see any reason why we couldn't have the industrial hemp here. It's a great fiber. You look at the clothing and all the products that can be made out of it. I think it's a great fiber just because it looks like, you know, a marijuana plant that can be used you know, in different ways. But the industrial hemp plant is, you know, it's not something that people are using to smoke. It's not the THC in industrial hemp is virtually nil.
Yeah, it is absolutely a different, it's an absolutely different creature. There's no doubt about it. There are so many different uses that we could use. Of course, it was the Rockefellers' effort, the idea of having only petroleum available to use in our automobiles. For goodness sakes, today, how many acres in Missouri do we have, in this genetically modified corn, for, biofuels? You know, you can get more, tonnage out of hemp than you'll ever get out of corn per acre, and it is not depleting of the soil, it's enriching the soil, and then it's also a food. So there's that whole issue as well. But I had some other things on my list. We'll pick those up right after this break, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned in our final segment of today's broadcast. And, folks, you can look at the website, electbobparker.com, electbobparker.com. Really airing out a lot of material. I've chased Bob all over the pasture this morning on a multitude of issues, and I think we can all agree that he's given the kind of answers to us that we'd like to hear. And there is a difference, you know, when people campaign, there are those that campaign in poetry and then they have to serve in prose. And as we've seen with Barry the Usurper and the boys, their poetry just never translated over into the prose that we were hoping for, I guess, those that did support his candidacy. But, Bob, as we move into this last segment, There's two other issues that I did want to touch on briefly. And one of them is this idea of electronic voting. You know, when Roy Blunt and Kit Bond supported and brought in the Help America Vote Act into Missouri, they themselves, in my opinion, researched as it is, violated our own state constitution where we are to vote by a paper ballot or by a voting machine. Now, the idea of a voting machine in the 1945 when the Constitution was amended, that was that great big Iron Maiden thing with levers and whatnot. We now have electronic voting devices. Is there anything that you can see from a federal standpoint that we can do to reverse this step and get back to a verifiable hand-counted ballot?
I support some kind of verifiable ballot. I don't think the electronic voting machines are where we want to go. I just, anybody who knows anything about computers realizes that they can be tinkered with. So I just don't trust that system at all. I think our the integrity of our voting system is too important to put it under this electronic ballot. I think we've got to go back to some kind of a recordable ballot.
Well, they have made the first step when they used the flat plate scanner. They have admitted that they know how to print an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper and put the issues on it. The only thing we need to do at this stage now is to fire up our high school students, the math club or something, and have them come in and actually make that count for us. And maybe we could offer them some pizzas and we could save ourselves $10,000 a pop for these voting machines. But that's an issue that's important to me. And another one that's looming on the horizon is we have both real property and we have commercial property, and not just to set aside the personal property issues for right now, but we've got real property and we've got commercial property all across the state of Missouri and around America, properties that are on the market, glutting the market right now, foreclosures massively. What do you see in that? Is there going to be, we keep talking about the housing starts as being critical, but I think that really we need to address the supply of housing that we have that is unsaleable. We've got Detroit, sitting up there empty, basically a ghost town. What do you see in the real estate market? Is there any repair to this?
Well, I'm a realtor also. We have a major problem in the real estate industry right now. I think we're just going to continue, sadly, to see this market deteriorate with this, lockup in credit. Banks our federal government has basically taken over about 90% of our mortgages being issued now. The private banks, private mortgage companies are really not doing hardly anything right now as far as credit. So, hold on just a second.
So we've got a real problem coming down the pike here with the private property, the personal property. Again, as Bob mentioned, he is a realtor, so he's got his finger on the pulse of this particular issue. And all across America, folks, and all across Missouri, there are just pages and pages of advertisements for homes. And what I'm seeing is that the property, the list prices, don't seem to be lowering to reflect the oversupply in the market. But that in itself may be just kind of part of a pipe dream, an ebullient hope that people are not going to have to take a bath when they go to sell their houses. Are you back?
Well, a lot of people will. They're in a position they can't, and their banks aren't going to lower, their balances on their mortgages to sell the property. A lot of homes been foreclosed on, they sold in the last few years, and those bank mortgages are very high on those homes. So, there is a real resistance in the real estate market for those prices to go down where they need to be. And consequently, now we've got all these foreclosed homes coming on the market that can be picked up, quite a bit cheaper after they've gone through the process. So, I don't see a lot of hope here with what's happening in the mortgage market, in the next quite a few months to come. It's looking like there's a lot of blood on the floor here.
Well, the mortgage rates, I report on those every morning. We got the 15-year mortgage this morning running at 4.49%, moving down from 4.67% a month ago, and the 30-year is at 5.07%, down from 534. That would have been a heyday for me back in the 80s when I was involved with real estate. We were seeing interest rates above 12% across the board. So that at least makes them more affordable. But unfortunately, through the inflation of the pricing, even those new buyers, the young people coming out looking for maybe their first house, they're looking at $150,000, $200,000 just to get into that marketplace.
Right. I mean, the federal government played with this to such an extent with, you know, keeping mortgage rates really artificially too low, you know, trying to get everybody into a house. And it's created a bubble here that is massive, and it's going to take quite a bit of correcting to straighten it out. There's not going to be a quick fix. It doesn't look like to me.
Well, we've gone in a lot of places that I had in mind. Maybe in the last couple of minutes, maybe there's something that's really a hot button issue for you that I haven't brought out that you'd like to share with the audience, and then go ahead and give your contact information out one more time.
Well, Will, we've got to get the federal government off our backs. We've got to get the federal government off the backs of farmers and small business. And this intrusion into private enterprise and our private lives by this government and this Congress has just been unabated for years. You know, our trade agreements that we're doing, you know, we just are destroying the private sector. We're destroying our farmers. We're destroying our productivity. And it's just got to be turned around. We've got to take America back. We've got to empower people again. We've got to help people to understand what individual God-given rights are. And we need to work to protect those like we never have before. Everybody's got to get involved. They get on my website, electbobparker.com, read about where I'm at on the issues, and hopefully they will support me support my campaign and try to get somebody that had their boots on the ground in the 8th District for 33 years running a private business.
Well, I really do hope all the best in this, and I hope that there are listeners out there today in Missouri. And folks, remember, even if Bob doesn't represent you in your district, Bob represents the interest that you've got in your mind. Maybe you could refer your local congressman to his website. Maybe you could help him to network with some of the other states in the union. We need to have this effort coming from every direction. We've got 3,066 counties spread out all across America. We need to have people speaking in each of those, working for a restoration. There's no time to lose at all. So we need to look at our governor's races. We need to look at our own state representatives, our state senates. They need to support the advances that are being made at the federal level as well. We do need to put a harness on top or a halter on this horse and get its head turned around, because it's running us right over the cliff. Bob, I want to thank you for taking your time out this morning, sharing this with the audience, and I really do wish you the very best in this campaign. You're certainly welcome to come back from time to time for updates, and if there's any breaking news or anything happening in the campaign that you feel is newsworthy, we need to hear about it. I sure hope you'll feel free to give me a call.
Thank you, Will. Thanks so much for having me on, and thanks to your listeners listening in and getting informed of all the things happening.
Well, it is an educational battle. There is a battle going on for our minds, and if we fail to engage in this battle, folks, it's just going to go the way it's been going all along. There are things that we can do. Every bit of this begins locally. We need to have people all across the 8th District in Missouri supporting Bob Parker's campaign. We need to raise money. We need sign locations. We need people working in all of the local voting precincts. And again, I just thank you. We're coming in the last couple of seconds here. We've got a caller from France, and I'm sorry, we just don't have time. We've only got about 15 minutes in the broadcast remaining. So our caller from France, we love you, brother, but called in too late. Call in earlier next time. Overall, Bob, have you had any response back from David Cole or anyone at the top of the Republican Party in Missouri?
No, I haven't heard much out of the leaders of the Republican Party yet. I think we'll be hearing more as we go along, but they've been pretty silent so far.
Well, we'll need to energize them. We'll need to get them vocal, and everyone else, become vocal local right where we are. We'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.